This is RIB News Agent. Welcome to the June issue of BBC Good Food. All articles are covered by copyright. Coming up, news and trends, star ingredient, eat well every day, and guest chefs.
Good Food, news and trends, hot right now. What to try, what to buy, and where to book this month. Edited by Elaine Stocks. Introducing Popped Grains by Chelsea Collins. Corn is not the only grain that can be popped. You can pop most others, including quinoa, barley, amaranth and buckwheat, to add texture and flavour to dishes. However, not all popped grains will have the same texture as popped corn. The more appropriate term for this is puffed. If your cupboard is full of grains and you want to add a nutty crunch to a disc, then get popping. Why it's on trend. As quinoa and other grains have become hugely popular, chefs are looking for exciting new ways to put them on the menu. Contra, a hot new restaurant in Manhattan, contranyc.com, serves a popped buckwheat and amaranth yogurt dessert, while leading London restaurants are scattering popped grains over salads and rice puddings to add crunch. How to do it? Rinse and drain the grain, then fry in flavourless oil until golden and popped. Where to eat them? In London, Wild Honey in Mayfair, wildhoneyrestaurant.co.uk, uses popped quinoa to create a cracker served with spiced aubergine. The dairy in Clapham, the-dairy.co.uk, offers a dish of carrots, toasted barley and raisins, while the Providores in Marylebone, theprovidores.co.uk, has a Dorstone goat's cheese mousse with crispy buckwheat, goat's curd and spring green...